Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone, it's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. Our thoughts have a massive impact on the way we experience our life. Our thoughts can change our mood, and they can also change our choices, which will lead to different actions. If you're into New Age concepts like the Law of Attraction, you may understand the idea that every thought vibrates on a different frequency and attracts things to you which are on the same frequency as the thought itself. I believe New Age author Mike Dooley was the first to sum it up by saying, "Thoughts become things." Now, despite what you believe, it's important to recognize that positive thinking is essential to living a positive life. If you think about it logically, if your thoughts are always positive, you'd find it hard to view things negatively. If you were conditioned to think of everything that happens as a blessing, even if something went wrong, you'd view it as a blessing. And because of this, you'd feel much better about life. In other words, your perception ultimately projects the reality you view and live. In theory, every event that occurs in our life is neutral. It is only our perception that defines it as good or bad. A problem cannot be defined as a problem if we don't view it as a problem. So it's pretty obvious, to transform our life, we have to transform our thoughts. This is essentially the idea around positive thinking. We are not masking our negative thoughts, because after all, you can conceal a spot, but the spot will still be there. We have to transform our thinking instead. It has to shift into something more empowering. You must view life from a new perspective, one that takes you forward. A thought that says, "You can't do it," is likely to discourage you to take action on a goal. Therefore, you're unlikely to achieve the goal. However, a thought that says, "You can do it," will at least encourage you to try and achieve a goal, giving you a greater chance of getting it. One thought keeps you restricted, while the other moves you towards what you want. The reason why someone might not think something is possible is because they are too focused on the barriers to success. For example, I remember a kid telling me he didn't believe he could play top-level football and therefore wanted to give up on his dream. He had no reason to believe in it because he looked at his life and saw the task as unrealistic, impossible for where he was at. However, his friend was the complete opposite, even though he was in the same situation and they were both at a similar skill level. So, when I spoke to the more optimistic kid and asked him why he believed he could reach the top level, he told me about other footballers and their success stories. He saw the task as realistic simply by changing his focus. I do this all the time to give myself more hope and change my perspectives. When I had no home, A lot of the things I've achieved now were deemed unrealistic. However, I kept my mind inspired by people who had it even worse, but had achieved even bigger things than I could have thought possible. I said to myself, if they can do it, why can't I? I ended up changing my focus to what can be done rather than what can't be done. Every single one of your thoughts is either taking you forward in life or keeping you back. I know I'd rather go forward and feel good about it. I don't want to drown in thoughts that make me feel worthless. I want to swim through the ones that make me feel limitless. Okay, so now we're going to try something. I can give you immediate proof that when you change your thoughts, your life changes too. I found this little experiment in a Jack Canfield video. For those who don't know who Jack Canfield is, he's a best-selling author who's famously known for his book series called Chicken Soup for the Soul. To test this experiment out, what you need to do is put your hands out in front of you with your palms facing you. Now, look at the bottom of your wrists and you'll find at least one line that goes across it. Even if there's more than one line, there will be one main one that's present on both of your wrists. Once you find it, put your hands side by side so the lines match up and form one long line that goes across both of the wrists. We're basically just making our hands level. Now, turn your palms inwards against each other so it almost looks like you're praying. Then, look at your fingertips. Most people will find that one hand is slightly longer than the other. Take the longer hand and place it in front of you with your palm facing you. If both hands were equal in size, just pick any hand to put in front of you. Now, as silly as this sounds, tell your hand to grow longer. Say the phrase, grow longer, at least 8 times. So you would say, grow longer, grow longer, grow longer, for at least 8 times. Make sure you're actually thinking of your hand growing longer. Once you've done it, put your hands side by side again and line them up like you did at the start by using the line at the bottom of your wrists. Then again, close your hands so it looks like you're praying and observe your fingertips again. If this has worked, you'll notice the shorter hand has now grown longer. Weird, right? Well, we can go one step further and take it back to its original size by simply placing the hand out in front of us again and instructing it to go back to normal. So you would say, back to normal, back to normal, back to normal, at least 8 times. You can then repeat the process just as we did to check if it's actually gone back to its normal size. This experiment certainly worked on me, and it should work on most people. If it didn't work on you, please accept my apologies. If it did work and you're freaked out, don't be. Just remember, your thoughts are powerful. If we can change how we think, we can reshape our world. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, Vex King. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.